I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we help Knoxville boys basketball celebrate its first state tournament trip since the year 2000. I had a chance to talk with several members of the team after they won over Keokuk on Monday night, 63-55. Tristan, how's that feel?
It feels amazing. I mean, not making it to the state tournament since 2000 and making it now as a sophomore, it feels awesome.
You have been called on to play a lot taller than what you really are. What has that been like going up against guys? I know you haven't had to go up against a 6'10 guy, but you've had to go up against guys who are about 3 or 4 inches taller than you. What has that been like just going in there and trying to hold your own against some of the taller players around?
You know, it's definitely been harder. Some of them, especially this guy, Jackson Clark from Keokuk, 6'10", he's a big kid. He was hard to stop, but those other teams going up against those bigger guys, it's challenging, but it makes it fun. And being able to be physical with some guy and then go back and forth with them, it's really fun.
You know, you had that good start there, and you just couldn't shake them, which, you know, not a surprise. They were going to stick around with you, but what do you think was the key? Was it just you guys were just all that pent-up energy from 25 years?
Yeah, you know, just been 25 years. We're trying really hard on defense just to not let them shoot threes. Just keep them out of the paint, especially that big kid. And we had a lot of stuff not go right tonight, but our defense still helped us win the game.
Let's talk about that defense. All season long, you have hung your hats on defense. You've only given up 60 points one time all season. What makes you guys so good at defense? A lot of times high school kids don't really want to play defense, but you guys have bought into that.
You know, yeah, we definitely take our pride in defense. All of our practices, we go super hard defensively. Like our practice is pretty much we prioritize defense. We know the offense will come as long as we play a good D. And we've just been trying not to let them shoot threes and force them to the hoop where we have help at and make a tougher shot.
Tristan, congratulations, and we'll see you up at Des Moines.
Thank you.
As Kobe Higginbotham joins us now. Kobe, congratulations. How's this feel?
It feels great. I mean, I love going out here and being able to do this. It's sad to know that this is our last home game, though, but I'm so, so excited.
The game kind of flowed back and forth. You know, a few things didn't go your way, but in the end, you guys got together and you relied on defense, which you've relied on all season long.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, in these practices, Keedy's been working so hard on defense because he says the offense will come. The defense is really what we need to use to be able to beat the really, really good teams.
You know, let's talk a little bit about your path here. You were coming up here, I was mentioning the fact that 4 years ago, you were on that team that went 5-17 and got blown out by Winterset first round of sub-state. I know that was 4 years ago, but dude, in the back of your mind, are you thinking, man, how far have we come since then?
For sure. I mean, when my freshman year, I knew that we were going to get better as the years went on and everything, but to think, like, my freshman year, I would have never thought we're going undefeated into the state tournament. Like, everybody's goal was to make the state tournament. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, is that really going to happen? And then as the season started and everything, I'm like, we're doing pretty good. I think it's doable.
And I remember asking Coach Katie early in the season, I said, you know, I know state tournament, everybody wants to make the state tournament. But I asked him directly, I said, is that a goal? And he said, let's just get through the first part of the season. Was that kind of how you approached the season? Like, all right, let's just take this season, all right, pre-Christmas, let's get through that. Okay, now January, which is kind of sometimes a gauntlet, and then get to February, like, oh, hey, here we are.
Yeah, for sure. That's exactly how – I feel like that's how everybody was thinking on the team. I mean, we went out there, and then first game back from Christmas break, we played Pella, and we won that big. And that's when I think all of us started to realize, like, we have something special here.
And when you ran them out of the gym, I think everybody took notice, not only Erie, but the state. It's like, oh, hey, boy, Knoxville's got a good team this year.
Yeah.
Now you go to state. You're the 2 seed against Cedar Rapids Xavier. You play bright and early next Tuesday morning at 10:30. So get some sleep.
Yeah, for sure.
Get up early. But is this we're there, we might as well win 3 more?
For sure. For sure. I have no doubt in my mind that we can do it. Right. I think we play our best game, we can compete with anybody.
Kobe, congratulations. We'll see you up there.
Thank you.
All right, Tayshaun. How's this feel?
Feels good. Great.
You know, you have had a season this year. You know, you're not the star player. You're not the go-to guy, but you make a play, a couple plays, one, you know, every game. Just tell me how you've bought into that role and what coach has told you. Say, hey, here's your role. You got to buy into it, and you have, obviously.
I just practice really hard with these guys. I just like to bring a lot of energy in. And then, like, it's just, I don't know.
You're lost. You're kind of speechless.
Yeah.
I know it's been, an adventurous year for you. We won't go into those details, but this team seems like a family.
Yeah.
And, what type of things have they surrounded you with? I mean, they've really, welcomed you in here and, kind of made you part of their little inner family.
Yeah, they just treated me like every other one of the guys on the team, and they just always try to bring me up, and even when I was like feeling down or something, they're just great guys. So, and I love them all.
You played up there against Newton, I believe. You were there.
Yeah.
A few more people is going to be in the stands watching you. Floor is going to be a little different, but the surroundings are going to be the same. Do you kind of maybe feel a little advantage over some of the teams that may not have been up there earlier, or is it just, they're good, doesn't really matter?
Yeah, I mean, it could, like you said, it might not matter. I mean, it just all depends how everything plays out, you know.
All right. So. Tayshaun, best of luck to you. We'll see you up to Des Moines.
Yep.
Lincoln, congratulations. I see you're wearing the net now. Is that, did you just say, hey, I'm wearing this thing?
Yep, I'm wearing the net, Cardwell.
Your brother's not wearing the net. You're not going to let him enjoy that?
I don't know. He put it on me. He wanted me to have it.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I have had so much fun watching you. And during this season, I just could not believe some of the shots you were taking and making. Did you ever think you had that in you this year to, make all those threes like you are?
Well, not really. But once they started to fall, I'm like, okay, well, I knew I could shoot well, okay. But, I mean, once they started to fall, I'm like, oh, I can really make an impact making three-pointers. But these last few games, teams have really honed in on me and been like, you can limit his threes, you have a way better chance at beating them, which props to the three teams we did play. They really did hone in on me, but I still found a way to make him.
Yeah, you did. And what's that like playing with your brother the last couple of years? I know you guys just feed off each other. And it's like typical brothers. You don't have to say anything. You just give each other a certain look, and you know what each other's thinking.
Yeah, there's like everyone on the team is big on like, we make a good pass or just any pass, and we score like, hey, good pass, Landon. Good pass, Kobe, whoever. But with Landon, me and Landon, we don't really have to communicate as much. We're kind of just like, hey, we know what we're doing. We don't really need to communicate that much with each other.
Let's talk about defense. There's a lot of times high school kids don't buy into the defensive side of the ball. You guys have completely bought in. What made you buy into it and think, okay, we got to play defense if we want to win here?
Yeah, so whole part of the first part of the practices this season, but like we have 2 weeks practice before, and we played a scrimmage versus Winterset, and Joel was harping on us in practice, we can score as much as we want, but if we don't play defense, they're going to score just as much as we're going to score, right? And we played Winterset, and we came out, and we played great defense, and everyone woke up like, if we play defense like this, they're going to have a hard time, being in the game with us. And, guys are going to make shots. Like, there's really good players that we play against that are going to make shots regardless if you're got a hand up or double team or whatever. And then throughout the season, we started off pretty hot, and especially the first time we played Pella, we played pretty solid defense. And then after that, everyone bought in, defense is going to win us every single game. We could score 40 points, have an awful game, but if we play defense, we're going to be in any game.
You played up the well already this year. does that give you kind of an advantage, maybe, or?
Yeah, it does. Most teams do play there, but they change the court, and we play the Iowa Wolves court. There's the NBA line, so you think, oh, this is our line, which obviously it's not.
I've noticed that a couple times.
Yeah, so once they change the court and put, like, the normal three-point line, it will feel more at home. But, yeah, I mean, we'll be all right.
Let's go up there and win three games, and, let's not stop this train here.
That's what we're going for. I mean, we're going to play as long as we can play many games. If we play three games, we play three games. If we play one game, we play one game. But we're going to go up there with the mindset of we're coming at everybody, and they're going to come at us just as hard. But, I mean, we're going to go up there to play to win. That's why you play.
All right, Lincoln, congratulations. We'll see you up at Des Moines.
Thanks, Hardwell.
And that was several members of the Knoxville boys basketball squad as the Panthers have punched their ticket to the state tournament in Class 3A. Knoxville is the 2 seed and will take on Cedar Rapids Xavier next Tuesday with the game starting at 10:30. You can hear that game live on your radio home for Knoxville Panther Sports, 95.3 KNIA. More of today's Lely Radio Sports page is coming up next.